from Damodar Das. Is my intention good enough? In a lecture at the Philosophical Camp 2011, Baroda, Your Holiness gave a lecture titled Path to Hell is Paved by Good Intentions. It wasn't called that. It was called The Path to Hell is Paved with Good Intentions. Anyway, that's my lifelong campaign against Indian English. I have two questions related to this lecture. Your Holiness said that one may think that his intentions are good, but it may not be good enough and one may not even know that. So how to ensure that one's intentions are good enough? Is it possible that one may try his best to be good intentioned and still his effort is not good enough? Well, I believe if you listen to this carefully, the lecture, you'll get the point. The good intention means to guilelessly, that means without any other motive, serve Krishna. But the mind may be very tricky, that we may think, I'm serving Krishna, I'm doing everything selflessly, but actually we don't recognize within our own heart so many personal desires. So therefore we should perform devotional service under guidance. But even then, it's just like sometimes people say to me, devotees say to me, well, why don't you tell your disciple to blah, 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 whatever it may be. But it's often not so easy. We don't find that every disciple is just, okay, the guru says and finished. And nor is it expected, actually, because to change the sanskars, the impressions within the heart, if it was just a matter of the guru telling, all right, give up all your material contaminations, then it would be very easy. But it's not so easy. So many times, disciples, they may think that, yeah, I'm doing everything nice, and then the guru says, actually, something wrong here, something wrong there, and the disciple may accept that, or they, but still find it difficult to change, or they may not accept that. They may think, oh, someone's misinformed my guru, or he's got the wrong impression, or he doesn't understand. So, but anyway, the point is that one should act under guidance in spiritual life. And not necessarily, it's very dangerous to think that, well, whatever I'm doing must be right, because I think so. Well, that's the antithesis of devotional feelings. The question is, when do I know if my good intentions are good enough? Well, we should never think it's good enough. We should always try to surrender more and more. Imbibing always the spirit, anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma adhyana avritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutama. That all our thoughts, our efforts, they should all be for Krishna's happiness only, not for my own happiness. Tava Shukasha, very simply, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has captured the essence. Tava, in this case, meaning Krishna. Your happiness is the essence of everything. Then Your Holiness, namely myself, mentioned that there are two main points that one that there are some main points that one must understand, then other misunderstandings can or will be cleared in course of time. But I didn't describe these main points, so if I can know what are the main points that one should understand, I believe I did describe them also. The main points are that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are meant to serve Him. If we can understand this, everything else becomes clear in due course of time.